Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Champions League draw reaction show. I'm sitting here with a room full of quite happy people, I must admit. I'll give you the roll call. We've got to my right Craig Hannon, Paul Senior, who is currently quite deep into booking some Porto style hotels and flights. Lizzie Doyle is going to be producing and giving her input as usual. And as I said at the top, I think the response has been broadly positive. We have drawn Porto, in case you haven't heard that part yet. I'm going to start with you, Craig. Obviously, we've got great memories of last year and how that seemed to kickstart all of this fantastic football we played towards the end of the season. And I don't think it's too disrespectful to say that they are probably the team out of the other seven that everyone else wanted to draw, and we've got them.
Lovely place to go. Should be better weather than last year. I remember it was pissing down last year. I think Porto will be thinking, shit, not them again, not them coming again. And I think I couldn't be happier with the draw, to be honest, both the quarterfinals and, if we can get through that, the semifinals as well, because I think we were all looking from a European away perspective. We didn't want Juve, we didn't want an English team. Mm-hmm. I think we all wanted Ajax, but Porto is the second best, and Porto will be an absolute belter for an away, should be decent weather, and it's a team that we should definitely be beating. And I'm fully invested in the Champions League now. Mm-hmm. I think loads of the talk has been around the league this season, and you know, that being a priority, and Gary Neville saying we should throw one and go for the league. Well, you know, the Reds are going to do the business in both, hopefully. And yeah, what a draw.
It's almost like as Craig says, some people have forgotten that this has normally been our domain, these kind of knockout Champions League games, Paul. And obviously, like I said earlier, we have got experience of going to Porto. They won't want any part of us. They're not necessarily in the kind of form to say that they could do an upset either. They're neck and neck at the top of the Portuguese league. They've got a couple of gnarled veterans in Pepe and Iker Casillas, Eder Militao, who's on his way to Real Madrid. But there's nothing that we should be fearing. There's nothing even that we should kind of be even slightly concerned about.
No, we're massive favourites now in that tie. It's a great draw. I mean, There's dream draws, but I'm in it to win it, and that has heightened our chances. I think the weakest team in the competition that remains. I think we wanted Ajax because it was a great away, you know. But Porto's not going to be shy. I mean, there's going to be a load of Scousers getting gout, loads of Porto be drunk. But no, I'm just finished my book, and then I'm made up. I've wanted to go for a while personally, but the football side of it, absolutely made up with the draw. Liverpool must be massive favourites for it, and I'd be interested to see the odds in a few minutes.